Buenos días.
Good morning. We were waiting for the online connection with Japan. Welcome to the press conference of the film, another film of the official selection, Nakoko wa Enega, Any Cry Babies Around, a film which also competes in the 68th edition for the Gold Shell. To talk about the film, we have our Japanese translator, Daniel Ariario, we're going to connect with three members of the film who are on the screen. We have with us an old friend of the film, Hirakazu Koreeda, who's been here quite often with his films as a director. But on this occasion, he's acting or he's working as an executive producer on the film. Good morning, Mr. Koreeda. Can you hear us? Good morning. We also have the actor, the leading actor, Taiga Nakano. Good morning, everyone. And finally, we have the director of the film, Takuma Sato. Good morning, Mr. Sato. Good morning. I'm very pleased to be with you. Okay, so whenever you can ask questions from the floor, any journalists, to any of the three invited guests, are there any questions? Yes, we have one here. Yes, for Mr. Koreeda, to ask him what interested him about the project to back it up as an executive producer. First of all, I would like to thank you very much for having chosen the film in the official selection in the competitive side. And I want to say very sorry that I can't be here on site. It's a festival where I've always been treated very well. And albeit this year there wasn't any of my films there, I wanted to participate in a certain way, and that's why I participated in the film. The first time I had the chance to see the script was almost 4 years ago in 2016. that at that stage of the script, when I read the story, I was quite impressed, especially on the last third of the film. That's where I realized that this could end up being a great film. The truth is, in the credits, it shows that I'm executive producer, but the main worker is director Sato. I've just limited myself to help him a bit to make the project, to complete the project. And I think it's a story which can be felt and shared by people from any place in the world. Once again, I would like to thank you. I'm glad it's been, and I want to thank you for having selected it for the official selection. Perhaps we could extend this question to Mr. Sato. I think he was 5 years for working on the script of the film. It's a project that he put a lot of effort into. And where did the idea emerge from for the script?
全体5年間も、かかってて、5年前からずっと、磨きに磨いてて、で、このストーリーの発想というか、どうやって湧いてきたんでしょうかと。はい。まずは、今回、メインコンペティションに、選んでいただいて、本当にありがとうございます。本当は直接、
First of all, I would also like to thank you very much for having been selected for the competitive section or selection of the film festival. I would also just like Mr. Correa say sorry because I couldn't be in San Sebastian myself. Well, this story commenced about 5 years back when I was almost getting close to 30 years of age. So I had a friend who lived in the same area as me, or region as me. He was married and he was about to become a father, and he felt very misconcerting about how what it was to becoming a father. That's why, albeit I'm not a father, with this film, what I tried to do is to reflect the emotion, the change in mindset that takes place when one goes, becomes a father, to what extent one evolves. That's what I tried to portray here. And finally, Mr. Takano, for example, how he formed part of the film, because Mr. Masuto and him had already worked together. What was he interested in the film? And also the character. The character is quite a complex character. Well, the first time I worked with this director was 5 years ago in a film, an amateur film, and then he talked to me about this project at that time.
So,
And the main character of the film is someone who has just become a father without making this mindset change of what it means to be a father. And in a certain way, he also continues to be a child or a boy, as I see it. And what impressed me above all when I read the script was the last scene, in which way we were looking for a balance between the affection for the daughter becoming an adult and all this combined with something traditionally Japanese as the ogres of this area of the country. When I read this scene, I was quite impressed by it. Are there any other further questions? Yes, please. Now you can't touch the microphone. In a country which is so sexist as Japan, does a father suffer when he has a daughter or a son, or has these things changed? Well, I think that there's no great difference in the feeling of a father towards whether he has a son or a daughter in Japan. What is true, however, is that the traditional ceremony of the ogres of Akita are only dressed as ogre, the men only dressed as ogres, and they end up ending in, they destroy, there are a lot of women who don't like this festivity at all because they dirty the house when they come in. Yes, over here, please. For the director, Director Sato, I would like to know what would have happened if Koreeda hadn't been involved in the project, and because I know that the Japanese commercial industry is, it's very large, and to make independent films is something quite difficult. What would have been, would you have to waited more time or not? Could you please tell us how things went about in order to complete the project?
まあ、撮ることができたんでしょうか、それとももっと何年もかかったのでしょうか、どこまで彼の、まあ、協力が、大きかったかと教えていただきたいんですが。その 5年前にこの映画の脚本を書くために取材を始めた時は、 まさかこういう 予算であったりとか、こういう公開規模での作品になるとは思っていなかったです。
Bueno, lo cierto es
the truth is that 5 years ago when I started with the project, I never thought that I could make a film with this budget and with the international repercussion that the film is having.Well, up until now, I had only made amateur and self-financed films when I started with this project. Plus, it's a project in a rural area, which initially doesn't need a large budget. I'd also addressed it that way. The truth is, if I hadn't had the support, continuous support of Hirokazu Okoreeda, it probably wouldn't have been a commercial film released commercially because it's not too commercial. And in that sense, I think that his collaboration has been of fundamental importance. Yes, you wanted to ask something else. I didn't want to insist upon the issue, but perhaps you know a Belgian writer born in Japan that has made 4 books about Japanese, but in human relationships, they don't come out very well in the relationship with others. That's why I wanted to know through your testimony on whether there was other types of Japanese and other types of cultures. I'm not too sure whether you know those books. Is the author Amélie Nothomb. Well, in general, I wouldn't be able to tell you whether we can, this can be said, but vis-a-vis this festivity of the Akita ogres, it's true that up to 50 years ago, the men that dressed up like this not only scared the children, but especially recently married women, and this started to become a problem, and as of then, a lot of care is taken for these things not being done.
Otra pregunta.
Sí, Let's go towards back to the film. To us, Correa, the director said before that the story was addressed due to a story that tries to undertake fatherhood, and he's not prepared. In interviews, Mr. Correa, when they ask him about dealing always with family members, the point of inflection is when he became, from being a son and become subsequently becoming a father. That transition, how life changes when you become a father, and whether this drew him to the to make him get involved in the project.
まあ、是枝監督の作品ではよく、家庭内のドラマが多いと思うんですが、でよく、監督の話で自分の視点変わったのは、自分が子供に、まあ、子供から、父親に変わってから視点を変えたと、よく、聞いてますけれども、今回の作品もそういう、まあ親子の関係なので、そういうところで共感できたのでしょうか。
そうですね、その側面もあったと思いますけれども、で脚本を読んで僕が感じたこと以上に、出来上がった映画を見ると、そのなかなか大人になりきれない主人公の周りにいる女性たち、陽気美子さん演じたあの母親と、吉岡亮さん演じたあの元ですけれども、あの奥さん、お嫁さん、の存在が、とても彼がまあ成長と言っていいかどうかわからないけども、次の一歩を踏み出すことに大きな影響を与えている。その女性の描き方というのが、まあ、役者さんがとても素晴らしかったというのもありますけれども、とてもよくできた映画なんじゃないかなという、そこに一番僕は、この作品には感動したんですけれども。
To a certain extent, we can say that on that hand, it did interest me from that slant. But what especially interests me about this story, that a man that doesn't become, it's very difficult for him to mature or become an adult, is the influence that women have on them, as can be seen in the film. Because thanks to Kimiko Yo, for example, excellent actresses who portrays the mother, the influence of the mother and the wife on him is what most interested me about the script. Any further questions? Yes, another one here.
Un momentito, por favor.
Taiga
Nakano. Taiga Nakano, this is a question for Taiga Nakano. He's very versatile. He works on TV as well as in films. In commercial films, he's also worked with many directors. How is he closely linked to independent film, albeit the seduction of commercial films and making typical Japanese commercial films, but he always likes to work in small projects as well with more independent directors. Well, smaller directors. How does he combine both of these elements in his long career as an actor?
大作でも出演されてて、でこういう独立系にも出演されるんですが、普通に大作とかそういう出てしまうと、まあ、独立系も関わりたくないという気持ちの入るんですが、その中野さんはあくまでもその独立系にもこだわりがあるんでしょうか。
そうですね、僕は学生の頃から映画を見るのがすごく好きで、いわゆる独立系映画と言われている作品を見て、なんだろう、育ったという自覚があるので、自分が仕事として出演する作品はメジャー インディペンデント問わずですけど、やっぱりこういった独立系映画っていうものは、俳優としてなんだろう、出続けたいなと思いますし、やっぱり、上では何だろう、守っていきたいというか、しっかり関わっていきたい、ものではあります。
Well, we have to bear in mind that I have seen a lot of cinema since I was a student. I can say that I was almost brought up by watching independent films. And that's why, albeit I may appear in other types of films, I like always to pay attention to independent productions. I think an actor in Japan, as in well as any other place in the world, shouldn't reject any project that interests him or her, independent of the budget the film may have. From this point of view, I would like to continue supporting independent film. I would like to ask a question, and that is, if I'm not mistaken, the film was shot in the Oga Peninsula, in the Akita Prefecture. Could you explain what the experience of shooting there, the locations? I think, what was the interaction with the inhabitants? And I think some of the actors in the films are people who live there and inspired the script. Could you explain this process a bit more?
監督にお願いしたいんですけれども、ロケ地は秋田県男鹿半島であって、で、まあ、そこはですね、撮影することにあたってどういうところ苦労されたですとか、地元の人がまあそれどういうふうに受け止めたとか、ちょっとその辺の話をお願いしたいんですが。
そうですね、5年前に、この映画の、まあ、こういう構想があってっていう話をしに行った時は、やっぱりナマハゲは神様であるから、そういうこうナマハゲが今回泥酔してこう裸になるっていうような、そういう表現はやめてくれっていうことは最初に言われました。
Bueno,
well, the first time I went there, I started to talk to about to ask for permission in order to shoot there. They told me that I should bear in mind that for this, the Namahagi, these types of ogres, are like gods. And so therefore, please to not put in images that anyone could be completely drunk or nude in the role played by the actor.
But I managed to explain the people in charge that my intention was not to portray this festivity as a mere festivity per se, but as something that in Japan is not very frequent, is that for a father to be able to embrace his son and to teach his son to mature, the father protects the child and the child is also promoting the maturity, adulthood of the father. And when I managed to explain that I wanted to make tell this type of story, they accepted. Could you also tell us what was it like working with people who originally lived there? Are there people who participate in the film also who lived there? And what inspired you in that region to incorporate that into the script. Well, they helped me. Many people who live there in the Oga Peninsula have helped me very much, but not only because famous people have come here to film them and everyone wants to see them, but I noticed that they had gotten involved into the story that I wanted to tell, and that's interested them. And the collaboration by all of the people who live there has been excellent. Why I chose the Oga Peninsula to make the film, it's because I was born in the prefecture of Akita, and in the Oga Peninsula there's a great concern because of the exodus of the population. The population is aging more and more. There are less and less people who want to live there. And in a certain way, as I was born in that region, I wanted to portray the intranquility of what it means to live there nowadays. We have time for one final question. Well, we have two questions. Well, let's finish with these two questions. Yes, here and there. A brief question. Because in Spain, we always say that men mature much later than women. But seeing your film, it was like a universe. It seems like a universal phenomenon. Do you have the conviction that it takes men much longer to mature? Any of the three can answer. Well, I'm not sure whether you can say generalize this, but as regards paternity, it is true that women do feel a change in their body, and that change in their body to a certain extent makes them maturer and make them aware of being a mother. But as a father doesn't see any change, so therefore that awareness is much more difficult for men than it is for women. However, once, and as I said before at the beginning of the idea, when I spoke to the actresses, Ajo, Yasioka, or other women actors, they said it was not necessary that way. There are women who are pregnant and they're mothers, and albeit they don't mature. I think there's another question here. At the beginning of the press conference, Mr. Koreeda had mentioned that this film could be understood anywhere in the world. I would like to ask the director whether, bearing in mind the plot starts and finishes with the images of the tradition of the Namahagi, as it's a local story, did the story also have to have other aspects that make it universal so that the Western audiences could understand it?
ここからまあこの話は多分世界のどこで見ても通用するとおっしゃったんですが、まあ、今回の生ハゲというのは非常に秋田に限定されている行事で、それどこまで世界で理解されるのかという心配がなかったんでしょうか。
そうですね、その生ハゲ行事っていう、それをこう題材に選んだっていうところは、こうビジュアル的にすごい世界でも珍しい、ある意味ショッキングな映像が撮れると思いましたし、一つその生ハゲを選んだっていう題材、生ハゲがある意味モチーフにしたっていう意味としては、そういうビジュアル的な要素はあります。興味を持っていただくという意味で。
Bueno, en primer lugar,
first of all, albeit it's true that the festivity of the Namahage is quite a local festivity, visually speaking, I think it's very powerful. So therefore, the main reason why I chose it is because I believe that vis-a-vis any audience from any country, they are quite impressive images to see on the screen. But on the other hand, the drama of Tasuko, the protagonist of the film, is that he has lost his father. He lost his father when he was very young. He hardly remembers him. And this, in a certain way, influences that later on he doesn't know how to behave as a father. So therefore, from this standpoint, I think this is a universal issue that can be understood in any country throughout the world. Okay, we have to finish the press conference. I'm not too sure whether any of the three would like to add anything else.
Okay. Simply, I would like to thank the three of them for being here with us, albeit it was all the way from Japan, but it's always a pleasure to speak to them, and we wish them the best of luck with the film. Thank you.